Verse 6. I would love to start at verse 1, but for time's sake, tonight. But that don't mean sometime in the future we may go back to verse 1, because this is so good, so, so good. He said, yet when we were among the full-grown spiritual mature Christians who are ripe in understanding, we do impart a higher, what? Wisdom. The knowledge of what? Divine plan previously hidden. See what I'm about to talk to tonight, it will be kind of a strong for just a real baby Christian. And I'm going to do my best to, by the Holy Spirit, to fix this meal so everybody can eat some. But we talk about things that, and sometimes I get among people that are mature, we talk about things that we don't talk about with baby Christian, because you're wasting your time. You know, you wouldn't dare, not any of you, grandmama, mama, daddy, granddaddy, or whatever, you wouldn't dare take a 6-month-old baby and set him down to the table, say, you're going to help me eat this steak tonight. You wouldn't even dare do it. You may hold him in your arm, but you won't even attempt to try to give him it, because he can't handle it. Now you get some beans and peas and mash them up and put a little in his mouth, he can suck that down. But you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't take it. So it's time that we get some deeper things of God. We've been praying on the prayer line. We've been praying individually. We've been believing God and praying. It's time that some things that God has made available to us that we grasp and get a revelation of. Anybody here tonight? Amen. So let me go ahead so we can cover as much as we can here. He said, when we was among you, I read this, let me read it again. When we are among full-grown, spiritual mature Christians who are right in understanding, we do impart a higher wisdom, the knowledge of divine plan, previously what? Hidden. But it is indeed not a wisdom of this present age, of this world, nor of the leaders and rulers of this age, who has been brought to nothing, and are doomed to pass away. This world wisdom and what they think they know so much about, it is doomed to pass away. This world system is going to be cleared out of this world. And a new world is coming, and it's going to be established. John said, I saw it, a new heaven and a new earth. This world system, the way it operates, to deceive, to destroy, to devour, and to do all the hurt and all the stuff they do, it's already, Satan already been judged. It will be cleared away. But God wants you to have wisdom how to operate in the midst of it, that it does not control you, but you succeed and win while you're here. That's what we're going to talk about. Hallelujah. 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 And so he said, who been brought to nothing and doomed to pass away. Now look at verse 7. But rather what we are setting for, what are we setting for? Is a wisdom of God, once what? Once hidden. Didn't you know a thing in the world about it? Once hidden from human understanding, and now reveals to us by God. That wisdom which God the verse, and decree before the ages. For our glorification. And really that it's really saying what he planned, he elaborated on. It is for our glorification. To lift us into the glory of his presence. So people wonder, how do you get in the presence of the Lord when you know what he planned? When you know what he set forth? When you know what belongs to you? How to yield to his spirit? The spirit of God know how to lift you. We have been lifted out of the control and darkness of this world system, which tried to trap our minds and make us think natural, carnal things. Try to figure out and reason out. This God has set forth, had lifted us out of that into his glorious presence. Why did he bring us in his presence? Let's read on. None of the rulers of this age or world perceived, recognized, and understood this. None of who? None of the rulers of this age, world perceived, recognized, and understood this. For if they had, they would never have crucified who? If Satan knew what I'm about to talk about, and what God did when he saved you, when he raised, when he brought you out of the world of darkness. If he had known that crucifying Christ would cause it to happen in your life, he never would have crucified him. Think about that for me. If he had known this was going to happen, he wouldn't. Since it happened, he's trying to keep you through deception now and all the other stuff, you know, Matlock and all the rest of them. Trying to keep you from getting over here and spending some time with the Spirit of God. Now let's read on. But on the contrary, what happened? As the scripture says, what eyes have not seen and ear have not heard, and have not what? Enter into the heart of man. All that God has prepared. Now listen, all that God has what? Prepared and what? Made and kept ready for those who what? Love him, who holds him in what? Affectionate reverence, promptly obeying him and gratefully recognizing the benefits he has bestowed. When you know, when I promptly obey God, I gratefully recognize the benefits. Notice the plural, benefits. He has bestowed. The benefits he has bestowed.